Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Tuesday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, you can check me out now. Okay, this is going to sound... What are you talking about? But I've got it right. I'm on the Sports Bar for the rest of the week. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 10 p.m. I'm on the Sports... Don't ask why. I just am this week. I'm doing stuff during the day, but then it's back to normal the following... Anyway... More on that later. We begin the podcast with the Three Lions manager, Gareth Southgate, speaking to TalkSport's Adrian Durham ahead of tonight's clash against Germany in the Nations League, live on TalkSport. Southgate began by reacting to the news that Wales qualified for the World Cup and they will come up against England in the group stages, of course.
There is history there, isn't there? So we would be stupid not to be aware of that and not informed of that. You play a team that... inspired to another level. That's what we had against Scotland in the Euros, and I don't see that being any different with Wales, who also have some very good players. And you know, they are where they are. They've had big results over a long period of time, not least good run in the Euros as well. So that's going to be extremely tough for us when it comes round.
Good ball in here. Abraham has done well. He's just got his toes to it to flick it past the keeper.
You talked about the need for others to score goals. I've worked with Ian Wright, working here with Dean Ashton. Strikers have egos, without any question. Tammy Abraham must have been desperate to get on and score and show you what he can do. He's got 10 caps in 4.5 years. He must be desperate to show what he can do. So I think everybody was a little bit puzzled why he didn't come on. Have you spoken to him since? Have you had to kind of micro or man-manage that situation?
Not specifically, because I think he knows he's going to get his opportunities. And we felt we had the right attacking balance and we're still creating chances. So I think it's a fair shout. Could we have put a second striker on at that moment? But we were getting into the right areas and we were still creating, and we had Grealish and Saka down one side and James and Bowen down the other side, and we thought with Harry and Jude just off of him that we were still dangerous in those moments. But of course, when you don't score, then it's a fair question to ask.
Hungary have more shots on target than us. So generally, as an approach, would you understand it if some England fans were saying we need to be more positive, especially with the players we've got?
Well, we've been the highest scorers in Europe last year, and goals per game, because we obviously played more games in the end because we're getting to the final. But goals per game, I think only the Dutch scored more.
It's a header and in! Oh, and England have scored right at the beginning of both halves!
I know there always appears this narrative that we're cautious or we're whatever, but... yeah, if the measure is scoring goals, then we've been better than anybody else. So I just have to accept that as part and parcel of sitting in this seat, really. But I think the bigger thing the other day was the amount of changes, perhaps, and the need to keep some freshness for the game tomorrow as well.
Grealish, Kane, 2-0 England, bring on the quarterfinals.
John Stones actually said in the press conference that that win over Germany at the Euros was big for the team, big for the nation as well. Can you expand on that? Exactly what was he meaning by that? Because I'm sure you share that view.
In all of our knowledge and opinion, Germany with Brazil, they've been the most successful football nations, if you look at tournament histories. And they have that presence and belief. And we've not beaten them in a knockout match for so long. So... for us as a team to gain confidence, you've got to have evidence of results. And when we left Russia, everybody was happy with a semi-final, but one of the big questions was, could we beat the bigger nations? And since then, we've started to do that, you know, away in Spain, Belgium at Wembley, Germany then in a knockout game. They're the steps that you have to keep taking that build belief, not only in this team, but the teams that will follow and the players that are just starting to come into the group, because they pick up on, okay, that's the benchmark now for us, and that's the level we've got to hit.
And here's Adrian Durham and the former Wales striker Dean Saunders questioning Southgate's recent substitutions.
1-0 down, on comes Calvin Phillips, defensive midfield player, and centre-back goes off. And then when the final whistle went, the camera went onto the bench, Tammy Abraham sat there. I'm thinking, I didn't even know he was involved. Yeah. Why have you not brought him on? 1-0 down. He's on fire. I mean, you obviously don't fancy him. And you're right, when you play that system, there's a weakness to that system.
That substitution, you can only get away with it if it works, and it didn't work. When you've got a goal machine who's just won a European trophy, sitting there waiting for an opportunity after 10 caps in nearly 5 years, he's got an opportunity after a stellar season in Italy. When things like that happen, that's when fans start to lose a bit of heart and they lose a bit of faith in a manager when he makes a decision like that, no matter how right he feels.
On now to England defender John Stones, speaking to TalkSport's Faye Carruthers, reacting to the Hungary defeat at the weekend.
It's the most inauspicious start to England's tournament year. They trail in their first competitive game of 2022.
There was a few strong words after the game from us as players. I think we were obviously disappointed. That's the only way I can put it is... we've had such a good run and set such high standards, and I think in that game it wasn't the result that we wanted, and I don't think we played as we could or as we should have, and we didn't adapt well to situations in the game, and that's something that we've got to bounce back for tomorrow night.
And those kind of conversations don't happen, I'm presuming, that much in this England dressing room either.
It's a good learning curve for us to have these setbacks because it shows us how much we care and how much we have to fight for everything, no matter who we play. Every game's a big game, and we have to improve. We have to deal with our situations better. You know, maybe in training, how we prepare for the game, how we approach the game as a collective and individuals, and how we manage the game as well.
A lot's being talked about the system, what you're going to play in Qatar, what you're playing now. A lot of people suggesting perhaps it was a bit negative against Hungary. You obviously play in a back four usually for Manchester City. Mm-hmm. When you come and play for England, you're in a back three. How easy / difficult is it to adjust to that? And do you feel like you have to put different elements of your game in?
Because we've been so successful using that system, or both systems, especially at the World Cup, I think it's given us confidence now when we do switch to a five or a four or maybe more a five. It's a lot easier, and we have that confidence of knowing each other and knowing how to play. Yeah, I find it hard to put into words almost sometimes. It's something that we work on all the time in training, being adaptable. I think sometimes the other day we changed to a back four, and we've got to be able to do that switch with, you know, kind of a seamless transition, and it's not always easy, but I think with how we train and how we practice different movements, playing with different players, makes that easier, and I think we feel comfortable in that system.
And here's Gareth Southgate discussing TAA, or Trent Alexander-Arnold, to his friends, and why he wants to play more for England, but there's been plenty of reasons why that hasn't happened yet.
Oh, brilliant, what an effort!
I've had a good chat with him this morning because I was also happy with, you know, the passes that you're talking about, and we wanted to get him from that wing back role into, you know, infield a little bit more. We wanted him to feel the freedom to move as he does with his club into the positions where he causes a problem. He's missed a lot of football with us for lots of different reasons. He's going back after this camp, so he will feel that he will have wanted to play more, but March we'd left the older ones out to give him that experience. This camp now, we've only got him for 2 games. The Euros, he got the injury. So I know people will always point to my decisions, but there's also a lot of other things that have gone on within that. Without a doubt, we want him to enjoy his football with us. I think to have these extra days with us in Germany is good because he needs time with the group as well to feel comfortable.
On now to some England fans in Munich, with Faye Carruthers admitting that they've got tickets in the Germany end of the ground for tonight's match.
Last time I came and watched England, I ended up in Prague. I couldn't make it to the match because I had a bit too much to drink. But hopefully this time I'll make it to the match.
Well, fingers crossed for your sake. Are you also in the German end, or have you got tickets via the FA?
I'm in the German end. I am in the German end. Unsuccessful for the ballot, but I ended up in the German end. At least we're going watching it now.
It seems like most people are in the German end. You're not concerned in the slightest about it. I know there was an article in the Times this morning talking about it, but it seems as if, you know, the German authorities, will they take the tickets off you?
I don't think so. I think we'll be all right.
Now, back to Southgate, sort of. And the former Liverpool midfielder, Danny Murphy, claiming that England boss would be better suited as a Man United manager instead of Erik ten Hag. Hold on. Just looking for the plot that he's obviously lost. And on the back of this ridiculous statement, Murphy and his co-host Alex Crook got into a big old barney about it.
Talking about off the pitch is what Gareth's done with England, which I alluded to before, in terms of creating a good mentality and a work ethic and a togetherness and a unity. And the senior big stars of that England side have come together under him, and there seems to be a real belief, which is his man management skills have come to. And I think he talks brilliantly. I think there's been a real emphasis of off the field stuff that's helped on the field stuff, and I think he's done that really, really well. Now, if he was a penalty shootout away from winning the Euros, irrelevant at the draw and how you get there. What I'm saying is, over a period of time, Gareth has taken an England squad that was a little bit
disjointed
to a degree.
It certainly didn't have the following of the nation.
Correct.
The country had fallen out of love with them in the first game that he was in charge of. They were throwing paper aeroplanes onto the pitch.
The reason I'm using that as an example is because what United need now isn't all about on the pitch. They'll be judged on that, but initially, what do United need? They need someone to bring together this squad and try and create a unity and an atmosphere and an energy that England have.
As a out Manchester United fan, if I said to you the new manager of Manchester United is Gareth Southgate, what would you say?
Probably go and hide under a desk somewhere and wonder what on earth is going on.
That is harsh.
Are you telling me that Gareth Southgate is capable of getting Manchester United back to where they want to be?
Are you telling me that he can compete with Pep Guardiola,
Jurgen Klopp, Thomas Tuchel? No chance.
Because we haven't got much time. Let me ask you a question. Are you telling me that Erik ten Hag definitely can?
There's no definite. I can tell you that Gareth Southgate definitely isn't good enough for Manchester United. I don't know enough about Erik ten Hag. I like what I've seen so far.
What have you seen?
I like what he's done at Ajax.
What? Win a league, they win every year, whoever's in charge.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On now to the former Germany midfielder Didier Hamann, who was on drive in Munich ahead of the game tonight, live on TalkSport. Didi, or Hamann, said he expects Sadio Mane to leave Anfield and join Bayern Munich, but admits he'd prefer to keep Mane over Salah at Liverpool.
It's back out to the right edge of the area. What a goal by Sadio Mane on the volley!
If I could pick one or keep one, I'd probably keep Mane ahead of Salah. But obviously the way it's going now is that Mane's leaving and Salah is staying. I think next year, I think, could be psychologically, I think it could be a tough year for Liverpool, because they played a season which I don't think will be repeated. I don't think we see another team that's got a chance with a week to go to win all four trophies. And then to fall short the way they did in the Premier League, and then to lose the Champions League final, because the perception is now they won nothing.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back tonight, as I mentioned at the top of the podcast, and for the rest of the week. Don't ask why. I'm doing stuff during the week. 10 p.m. on TalkSport tonight. Don't forget, of course, from 7 o'clock tonight, it's Germany against England in the Nations League. It's live on TalkSport, presented by Adrian Durham. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Gosselin TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Tell them thanks for this time. Good day. And above all, come on, England. Come on, boys.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.